was actually born in St. James, and in my formative years, I grew up between Montego Bay and Hanover. I live at a place called Great Valley Country. Person from St. James, born, but also grew up some of the times in Hanover.
Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation awardee Jean Hastings. She doesn't consider herself an educator, but her work ethic, philosophy, and dedication have allowed her to make vital contributions to the sector over the course of her career.
You know, whatever I involve myself in, I want to know that I'm giving up my best. It is my internal definition and internally motivated, not external. So I have to feel good about what it is that I am doing and what it is that I am contributing. I want to, my philosophy, we are here to make a difference, and I try to do that.
Miss Hastings moved around a lot during her time in primary and high school. When she was transitioning from primary to high school, something happened that changed her life.
I didn't pass common entrance. I sat an entrance exam to Mount Alvernia High School and passed it with flying colors. Guess I got a wake-up call, you know? So I think it's important for children to know that failure is really about giving up, not trying, not about not having succeeded the first time you try.
Miss Hastings went on to study economics at the University of the West Indies. After finishing her first degree, her first job was in the public sector at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. Miss Hastings' introduction to the education sector came in 1998 as project manager for the Primary Education Improvement Project in the Ministry of Education.
The purpose of that project was really to develop the revised primary curriculum, complete the national assessment program, which was under development, to do some construction work. There were 26 schools under that project, and institutional strengthening activities within the ministry. I came in to manage that project. It was towards the end of the project.
She had a lot of ground to cover, as the previous project manager had resigned. That project lasted for 15 months.
So my job was to complete the construction activity. As I said, it was for 26 primary schools. This was done, as well as, you know, to really coordinate the development of the revised primary curriculum. It had started before I got there. I completed it. And the national assessment program, the grade 1, 4, 6, and 3. Those that were really starting. When I came on board, it was more to finalize and to sensitize the public to this. Well, the big deal then was GSAT.
Her outstanding working overseeing the completion of the project landed her the role of manager of the new Primary Education Support Project. This would see her administering the rollout of the revised primary education curriculum and the implementation of the National Assessment Program.
We had a component relating to institutional strengthening. We had a demonstration school project, which is where we pair primary schools with the colleges and develop relationships that was really symbiotic. It helps the schools, it helps the colleges, particularly in implementing the revised primary curriculum. We've had some new elements, integration at grade 1 to 3 and the constructivist approach, the learner-centered approach.
Another component of the project was to design programs to improve the attendance at select schools.
Part of that institutional strengthening, we provided fellowships to college lecturers to bring up their levels from bachelor's to master's. And then we did construction activity again. This time it was targeted at 12 schools. At the time I left that project, we had done about 7 of the schools in terms of construction. That was about March 2009. In April, I was engaged as the director of the Education System Transformation Program.
Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation awardee Jean Hastings. Her other major contributions include the modernization of the Education Ministry and beginning the development of the National Standards Curriculum. Miss Jean Hastings is a 2018 recipient of the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for service to the education sector. Join us in saluting her contribution.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.